Saving money on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes. Whether you're pouring a walkway, concrete slab, or setting a post, we have the right product at the best price to complete your project. Shop our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Israel is wasting no time responding to the terror attack at a market in Tel Aviv last night.
The Israeli response has been swift, freezing 83,000 Palestinian permits to travel from the West Bank to Israel. And we just learned from the Israeli military they will send two extra battalions in the West Bank, they say, for security reasons.
Correspondent Oren Lieberman, four people were killed when two gunmen dressed as Hasidic Jews opened fire in that market in Tel Aviv. Could be a rough day at school today for students at Clarksburg High School, who lost three of their classmates in a terrible accident Tuesday night. Principal Steve Whiting.
There will be people that helping staff and students get through this, and there's plenty of support. MCPS supports us with unlimited resources when something like this happens.
Last night, hundreds turned out for a vigil to honor those three students. House Speaker Paul Ryan and RNC Chairman Reince Priebus are on their way to a summit in Utah today, hosted by Mitt Romney, as there is growing discontent in the GOP over Donald Trump.
The presumptive GOP nominee is enraging and dividing the GOP after days of his attacks on federal judge Gonzalo Curiel's Mexican heritage. Trump's toned-down speech earlier this week,
"I understand the responsibility of carrying the mantle,"
was a step in the right direction for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Maybe using a prepared text and not attacking any other Americans was a good start.
But congressional Republicans are divided. Some are supporting their presumptive nominee, some are riding the Never Trump train, and still others are holding out for a kinder, gentler real estate billionaire.
Correspondent Chris Freitz. Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, meets with President Obama at the White House today, but there's no indication from the White House that Mr. Obama will try and talk Sanders into dropping out of the race. The president told The Tonight Show's Jimmy Fallon,
The main role I'm going to be playing in this process is to remind the American people that this is a serious job. This is not reality TV.
Sanders is also scheduled to hold a rally outside RFK Stadium late this afternoon. The latest drunk driving numbers are not inspiring much optimism, but there's another group of numbers out, too, that's making advocates very concerned.
Drunk driving remains a serious problem, says Kurt Erickson with the Washington Regional Alcohol Program, but he says there's a new frontier.
As much as 40% of all impaired driving offenses in the U.S. were drivers impaired by drugs. Now, it could be drugs and alcohol, but it's drugs.
Says we'd all like answers as to which drugs have the worst effects, but the stats,
it's not there yet.
And the law still needs to catch up, too, to determine what levels of certain drugs reach the level of impairment.
I think the bigger problem is going to be the poly use, the use between alcohol and drugs. And then how do you charge somebody, prosecute them effectively?
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The image of a Confederate flag is being removed from the National Cathedral.
The Confederate flag is part of the artwork and the stained glass windows that were installed back in 1953 to honor Confederate General Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee. The decision to remove the image of the flag comes from a task force report. Plain glass will replace them, but there's no timeline for when that will happen. The task force also recommended a series of public forums on race relations that are now being organized by the National Cathedral. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And the trial of another of the Baltimore police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death is set to begin today. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,005, the NASDAQ at 49.75. Sports, the Nets dominate as they beat the White Sox in Chicago again. The Orioles complete the three-game sweep of the Royals. NBA Finals, the Cavaliers win, cutting the Warriors' lead to 2-1. WNBA, the Mystics win. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You listen here, you are on the cutting edge of societal evolution.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Which means you will know what's important before what's important becomes important.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Oh, yes.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know at my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. Thousands have attended, and now it's your turn. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make ensure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, wills, and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner and Arlington Saturday, June 4th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker. Dealer. Member FINRA SIPC.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A tough rush hour, but let's begin with the good news. Let's go over Virginia on Balls Ford Road, south of 66, reopened. So eastbound Balls Ford Road after the Prince William Parkway, you can now use it. Yes, there's extra volume there because traffic had been held up, but starting to move now. 66 barely moving. Have the volume. Sun glare delays. Manassas, Centerville through Fair Lake. And Fair Oaks, where it's really struggling, is inside the Beltway. It's been an hour with the crash in Falls Church, eastbound 66 after Sycamore Street, with just one lane still getting by. Delays from the Beltway and from the toll road. So it's from the toll road to merge onto the connector road, and it's just bumper to bumper to get east on 66. And commuters looking for every place to go. A lot of commuters not using the Metro Rail under the Safe Track plan, so we're seeing 29 Lee Highway, 50. I'm looking at delays inside the Beltway as well. Now let's go 5 in Clinton. Better crash out of the travel lanes northbound 5 before the Beltway at Kirby Road. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. It's one of U.S. News and World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our region's center of medical expertise. Make an appointment with a specialist. Call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The Big Blue H on the weather map. High pressure for the rest of the week here. Dry weather expected. Lots of sunshine around today and actually not too bad of a start. Easy one this afternoon. Sun 81 and breezy. Tonight clear, comfortable, 59. A few clouds tomorrow. 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 64 in Vienna, 54 in Bowie, 64 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. The long goodbye to Muhammad Ali is underway in Louisville. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 8:07. It is WMAL. And it is Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry.
It is.
Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Jake Tapper of CNN will be our guest to talk about the race. It's now firm. It's Trump versus Clinton. We'll get Tapper's take. But before we get Tapper's take, we better tap into Tucker's.
You're doing that alliteration.
I lost it on that one. Though.
Okay. Well, listen, now that you've set it up so beautifully and so artfully. Here's Tucker Carlson, editor of the Daily Caller and co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend, good friend of this program, snappy dresser, man about town, bon vivant. Hello, how you doing, Tucker?
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey, listen, I want to start out by talking about Donald Trump. There are moments when you look at Donald Trump and you say, sheer brilliance. That was a stroke of genius. And that his ability to find issues and to tap into this vibe that's out there in America that other politicians had missed is brilliant. And then there are other times when you want to pull your hair out, like this beating the dead horse over this judge, which has gone on for days now and is really upset a lot of people in the Republican Party. There are two sides to this guy, two sides to the coin.
Yeah, I mean, they're not really two sides, though, to it politically. I mean, you don't get anything out of talking about Trump University if you're Trump. And the best he can do is discredit, the views of millions of sincere Americans who aren't bigots, who think we've got a problem with immigration.
Yeah.
And it's a cultural problem, not just an economic problem. So, no, I mean, it's a fruit of his lack of self-control. And it's his verbal incontinence, and it's bad. On the other hand, just to put it in some perspective, yes, I think those remarks were racist, but it's not like he called for people to discriminate on the basis of race in hiring or promotion or contracting or college admission.
Right.
You know, I mean, that would be crazy. Yeah. Like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would be real racism to call in the U.S. government to discriminate against people affirmatively because of the way they look. I mean, that's like a bridge too far. So I'm just glad he didn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, but thank you for that. Because, Tucker, listen, I followed your career long enough to know that you, like all of us here at WMAL as well, find it abhorrent to think a person thinks a certain way, behaves a certain way, or will act a certain way solely because of their ethnicity. That's absolutely antithetical to what we believe. But
exactly.
As Ann Coulter points out, though, in her article today, and I think that you and I both appreciate her audacity in the way she puts things. Listen to this sentence. The entire media have spent 10 months telling us that Mexicans in the United States are going to hate Trump for saying he'll build a wall. Now they're outraged that Trump thinks one Mexican hates him for saying he'll build a wall.
Well, exactly. No, but that's exactly it. I sincerely believe in a colorblind society, or at least attempting to create one, or at least giving people the benefit of the doubt for, you know, individual initiative and their own views, and, you know, seeing people as individuals rather than as members of groups. But the left doesn't believe that. I mean, for all the lectures we've sat through about all white juries,
right,
how the ethnicity of jurists matters, and I hate all of that. But here Trump makes a similar point, and they act like it's over the top. He shares their views on it. That's why I was offended by what Trump said.
All right, because it was leftist thinking.
Exactly.
All right, so let's turn, if we could, then to the other side of the equation. Hillary Clinton clinches. I don't know. Has she clinched or not? She hasn't clinched, I understand, in the actual delegate count, according to some people's count of it. But one way or the other, people say she's the presumptive nominee. She's moving forward. And there is talk, perhaps, of an all-woman ticket. What do you think?
Well, it's amazing. I mean, I have thought for a couple weeks that was likely, because Bernie Sanders is going to ask for more than changes to the platform. I mean, that's absurd. He's going to ask for something real, and something real would be getting to help choose the running mate. I've always thought that he favored Elizabeth Warren. My understanding was that Hillary didn't want it, that Harry Reid was against it because that would mean losing a Senate seat, and that, most important, it would shut down in one day her Wall Street fundraising. And, of course, Wall Street is the single biggest source of her money.
That's a great
point. There's no way that they're going to give a dollar to a ticket that contains Elizabeth Warren. I mean, that's just nuts. She hates them. And I don't mean as a group. I mean individually, each one of them by name. I mean, she really hates Wall Street. So I think this is crazy. Not because they're both women. Who cares? But because Elizabeth Warren is so far out on economics that it basically discredits Hillary Clinton completely among normal people. And by the way, she's saying, I'm going to pick my husband as my chief economic advisor. Elizabeth Warren is a living refutation of the Clinton economic program.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she basically wants to undo Bill Clinton's economic legacy. So you pick her as a running mate? It's nuts.
Well, and also just optically, Tucker, I mean, you know what it's like. A running mate is like a wingman when you go to the bar. And Tucker, you know, you always pick a wingman who's going to make you look a little better, right? Who's going to help you out and get the job done. She doesn't do that. If anything, she actually is a stark contrast to Hillary Clinton. They're only a couple of years apart in age. I think Hillary's only 2 years older than her. But my God, the energy and the way she comes across and the way she gets crowds really excited, it actually, I don't think it serves Hillary Clinton. I don't think she serves the top of the ticket. She actually shows that the top of the ticket is pretty weak, don't you think?
I think that's absolutely right. And I think also, and maybe more important, she's not obedient. You need to pick someone who's obedient, who is willing to stand back and be the second in command, the navigator to your pilot.
Which brings us to the Republicans. Who's going to be obedient to Donald Trump?
Well, it's got to be someone who's obedient. And the only person, obviously I favor Newt Gingrich because I love Newt Gingrich because I think he's the most interesting, articulate Republican alive. But I think that would be a problem, candidly, for him, just because he's such his own man. Chris Christie seems like someone who's proven his willingness or ability to take a step back, to absorb, you know, a little bit of criticism and mocking about Oreos or whatever, and remain a good soldier. He's wildly articulate in a way that Trump is not. I don't know. I think Chris Christie is probably the best position to take that job.
New York and New Jersey.
Wow.
On the ticket.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean,
they're all mid-Atlantic tickets.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Is there anybody else out there that grabs your attention for Donald Trump? He says he's down to 4 or 5.
I mean, I've always thought he would do better with a woman because he's so competitive with men. mean, we've talked about this before. He just needs to belittle and emasculate any man he shares a stage with, whereas women he can calm down around. I just don't know that there are any, you know, who kind of, I mean, Joni Ernst, that's the only person I've kind of come up with who seems maybe possibly open to it.
And you don't think Nikki Haley will take it?
No.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah.
No. I think Nikki Haley, like a lot of liberal Republicans, sees Trump as, you know, morally offensive, like she would be compromised. I mean, it's interesting how they see this as a moral referendum rather than just as a series of political decisions. I don't know who came up with that idea, but it's really destructive.
Well, you'll be glad to know that the president told Jimmy Fallon he's worried about the Republican Party.
I bet he is. Well, he ought to be worried about politics. I mean, all of this is a reaction against him and his 8 years in office. What does he think of the Democratic Party, which is busy undoing, you know, his legacy?
Yep.
I mean, Bernie Sanders ran against him and got 45% of the vote, so that ought to worry him.
Yeah, it should. Tucker Carlson, it is always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
It's 8:15. Now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, you heard me talking about all these major backups all week long under the Safe Track plan. And then to complicate things this morning, we had a crash, 66 eastbound. It's been with us for a little over an hour, but now I'm getting the all clear from VDOT. But it's going to be a while to recover, late rush hour here. 66 east through Falls Church, past Sycamore Street. Both your travel lanes are open, but delays coming off of the toll road. And you're saying, what? Toll road? Yep, toll road to get onto the toll road connector road to connect on to eastbound 66. 66 delays coming off of the Beltway as well. Now, for the Beltway, leaving Springfield, we had a stall before you get to Braddock Road. That was out of the travel lanes. And then north of 66 to the Legion Bridge. Normal topside backup delays heading into Silver Spring. Wilson Bridge, we continue to slow near Route 5. Out of Clinton, better. Northbound 5 at Kirby Road before the Beltway crash, gone. Oh, the Fairfax County Parkway northbound at Rugby Road, they were trying to clear a crash. And Maryland for 270. It's been about the volume for you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, it's the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's a beautiful day. It will be a beautiful day. It will be a beautiful night. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. It's just beautiful. Today, sunny skies, high of 81 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low of 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 81 degrees. Right now, 64 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
Ooh, oh, I ain't no game that you want to play.
This is some good country music, isn't it? Hey, you don't get much more country than this, Hawk. I tell you what, this is, I want to go kick some
Larry.
This is country, this is the guy, I almost said, you know, country music, this is the CMT Awards last night.
Yes.
That was Pharrell, you know,
Pharrell.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pharrell and Pitbull.
And Pitbull.
And playing Cheap Trick at the Country Music Awards.
Oh, here he goes.
Listen, let me say to you
that he's gonna blow.
I am a person who loves both kinds of music. I like country and Western.
Yes.
And the problem is that country music is not country anymore. And it's pop rock. That's what it is. I mean, let's just call it what it is. We might as well just call it the Pop Rock
Ryan,
Awards.
This is the CMT Awards last
night. No.
I'm sure they're singing about a horse in there somewhere.
Listen, I know that I'm hopelessly out of it. And there are people out there who are still staying true to the country sound. I mean, Blake Shelton is still a pretty country guy. It's a little bit of pop in there, a little bit of that country bro stuff. But by and large, he's a country performer. And there are people who are country performers. But what in the world is Pharrell doing on the country music? Yeah. What in the world is Pitbull doing on the country music?
They're getting
awards?
A lot of blowback.
How
on
about
this
some steel guitars? How about some fiddles? How about bring it out?
What you want?
Yeah, that's better. I could do some of that. But I'm really frustrated with country music right now, and I think we should just call it what it is. It's not country music by and large.
I am hardly an authority on this, but I do feel like with my limited understanding of country music, I can admit and say this has very little to do with Johnny Cash.
No.
Listen to the crowd loves it, though. That was live last night. I'd love to tell you who won the country music. Well, Carrie Underwood.
I would rather they take this wonderful platform that they have and let country artists who sing country music actually perform.
All right. Meanwhile,
sorry, I'm old fashioned. Perhaps a bit.
I don't disagree with you. If I were a country fan, I would be really angry right now. The Tony Awards are this Sunday. And if at the Tony Awards they have some, you know, non-Broadway show, you know, we're going to honor the greatest films of Hollywood now, I'll be annoyed. It's like, no, this is about live theater. Let's do something about live theater, right? Mm-hmm. All right. I get annoyed when, like, they have TV actors presenting at the Tony Awards who have never actually appeared on a stage before. That annoys me. Yeah, so I get it. I feel your pain there, Hoss. Mm. Meanwhile, these guys were never accused of being country. Bubba. These guys were never accused of
and
being...
And Little Joe will be along in a one-one.
Country singers. Yeah, The Who. The Who, they're still kicking around. By the way, I know someone who saw their concert out in L.A. They're going to be here in D.C. It's only the, you know, Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend left. But boy, he said they were awesome. Yeah, Roger Daltrey still got the voice.
Yeah.
But they're a little annoyed.
I love to watch Pete Townsend wind up on that guitar.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're a little, they get a little Bengay first on the shoulder because that's sort of, they don't throw it out, they're out whack. The Who was very annoyed because some producers trying to make a sequel to their rock opera film Quadrophenia. Quadrophenia from the late 70s captured the essence of the Who sort of cultish ethic there in the late 60s in the outskirts of England. And the movie, if you've seen Quadrophenia, it ends pretty definitively, and there's no ambiguity about the end of it, and you know the end. And now there's someone's trying to make a sequel that has nothing to do with The Who, has nothing to do with the original creators of the film, even the, and they're very upset. They put out a statement saying so. So if you see a Quadrophenia sequel, know that The Who is not behind.
They're not
it.
On board.
Meanwhile, I gotta do this one, right? I mean, it's just, it's in my wheelhouse.
Exhale.
Actually, this is a story you should be telling, Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
There were rumors yesterday put out by National Enquirer that, you know, everyone's been saying, where's Richard Simmons? My favorite headline from a week ago is Richard Simmons reportedly behaving oddly.
Well, he behaves oddly.
Exactly. When does Richard Simmons not behave strangely?
That's right, yeah.
There's now, National Enquirer is claiming that he is in transition and he is going to become a woman named Fiona. Now, I need you. You are the only Richard Simmons expert here on this panel.
Well, this is true, because when I worked over at Channel 5 and did the morning show with Lark McCarthy years ago, we had as our guest Richard Simmons.
Yes.
He is an irritating individual. I mean, he's put it, you know, remember those classic moments when he came on the Letterman show?
Oh, Letterman just wanted to smack it.
I know, and I wanted to as well. Yeah. I mean, he came on our show, and I'm, you know, I'm wired up. I got a three-piece suit on. I'm on the chair. I'm sitting at the desk. I got earpieces on. You have to get up and exercise. I know I really can't because I'm sort of wired into this. Now, if you don't exercise with me on a show, I'm leaving, he said.
Okay.
Threw a big hissy fit.
See, now
it really was sort of a hissy fit.
Well, if anyone is entitled to a hissy fit.
Threw a big fit right there, right in. So he's a weird cat.
See, now, so did you acquiesce?
Well, I stood up and grooved a little.
No, see, now, this is the problem.
Well, I know, but...
Let him walk. That's a bigger story.
Yeah.
You would have made that... Richard Simmons refuses to do DC show because...
The executive producer put a lot of pressure on me, yelled at me in the earpiece.
It's always the EP.
I didn't want to do it. Let's put it that way. I did it under protest.
Would you have jumped up and exercised with him if he was a young woman named Fiona?
Well, no, probably not.
just curious. By the way, as our intern Brendan from Hillsdale College points out, Fiona is the name of the troll character
in Shrek.
Right. Yeah. So do you think he was inspired by that?
I don't know.
I want to get inside Richard Simmons' head.
No, you don't. It's a scary place.
It's 823 on WMAL.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/MollyMaid.
It happens. Zero Res came out yesterday. Lewis was there with Tom, the whole crew there.
Take care of all your sloppy, drunk wine stains. I got before and after pictures
for you. You should see, man. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And they also did my furniture. I have two chairs that, for some stupid reason, I bought chairs that have white fabric. What was I thinking, right? They look pristine right now. Absolutely beautiful. Zero Res is the best. They get in and out fast. You know, I live in an apartment building, too. It ain't so easy for a lot of these carpet cleaning companies to deal with someone on the 16th floor, but they have this compact unit that comes up.
That's the penthouse, isn't it?
No, there's a higher floor than mine. Thanks for picking up that scab. Anyway, they did an incredible job. They got in and out quickly. The carpet, I mean, it dries so quickly. It's an amazing process. And they, again, did a fantastic job. I can't recommend Zero Res enough. And they were so happy to tell me about all of the great WMAL listeners who have been calling, really calling them a lot, giving them a lot of business. Please keep it up, because they're a great family-run business right out there in Loudoun County, but they service the entire Washington, D.C. metro area. And right now, you can get your rooms cleaned just like I did for only $39 a room. $39 a room. Minimums do apply, of course. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Tell Lindsay I said hi. Or go to ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit ARSofVirginia.com.
825 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're trying to get through this rush hour. The toll road jams off of the Greenway now through Herndon toward Reston. The accident before you get to the Fairfax County Parkway on 28 each direction toward the toll road. I'm seeing delays. 66 has been a tough go at it. Sun glare not helping as we push out of Gainesville towards Centerville. And then the delays as we come up to the Beltway link to go through Falls Church. It is just bumper to bumper. The earlier crash near Sycamore Street out of the travel lanes, but still some activity, and also jams off the connector road. Now, a lot of this volume also contributed to the safe track plan as Metro Rail single tracks that orange and silver line between East Falls Church and Ballston. We see 50 coming off the Beltway delays. I'm getting a lot of calls about 29 Lee Highway and separate stretches with the heavy volume. 395 from Newington to the 14th Street Bridge, each direction of the freeway slowing. And now we'll take you topside of the Beltway. It's just been the volume, yes, a lot of it, but nothing unusual. And out of White Oak to Four Corners, 29 slows. We're good out of Columbia, actually, on 29 this morning. Traffic update is brought to you by your MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. You can learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice and clear and actually pretty comfortable for this time of year. The numbers will be comfortable even this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Little breeze around, 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 64 degrees at 827.
Hey, listen, if you went to high school and you had to memorize the periodic table, a lot of people had to do that. Well, you're going to have to re-memorize it because there are some new additions coming. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Nihonium, which is NH, Moscovium, MC, Tennesseein, I believe that is, which is TS, and Oganessen, which is OG. These will be numbers 113, 115, 117, 118.
Okay.
It's likely these will be the names because those names are on probation.
They're on probation.
5-month probation.
Wait, if they're caught drunk driving,
well,
they go right back.
If somebody raises a real objection to them, then perhaps they might not be named that. But
I object. That's not either something's an element or it's not.
Yeah. Well, apparently this will complete the 7th row of the periodic table.
All right.
Did you have to memorize it?
I did not. I never took that class.
You never took any chemistry?
I didn't take chemistry. No, I got the bare minimum in biology, in sciences. I got the bare minimum in everything to graduate high school. And I barely did that, by the way. Did you know this Tennesseein, 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 that was actually discovered at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. Guess where?
In Tennessee.
There you go.
That's right, yeah.
And Moscovium?
Yeah.
That was discovered where?
Moscow?
No.
Russia?
Actually, it was a Russian-American team that did that. But you would think it was Moscovian, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nihon? You know where that was discovered?
No.
Well, Japan, because Nihao.
All right. Well,
I got nothing else for you.
Well, listen. By the way, did you know that there is a group here called the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry, which actually has the final say on the periodic table? I don't know if it's by law or what, but the periodic table is managed by a group called the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry.
I want to go out to happy hour with those guys.
IUPAC.
And that is a party.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
IUPAC.
Why are you doing that thing with your...
I don't know. I'm just trying to...
Why is there a... What is that?
IUPAC.
What are you, yodeling? UPAC.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's it.
I'm just looking at Mike McKay waiting for the signal.
We're done.
Are we good?
No.
All right, it's 8:29 on
WMAL. Hey, everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Now he's really yodeling.
I'm yodeling. So yodeling? It's the shift from into the all falsetto.
Jake Tapper from CNN is going to join us right after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Counselors are on hand today at Clarksburg High School as students return to classes for the first time since three of their classmates were killed in an accident Tuesday night. Hundreds of people came to a vigil last night at a church in Damascus to honor those three teenage victims. The Israeli military has revoked all permits for Palestinians to visit Israel or travel abroad during Ramadan, following an attack by two Palestinian gunmen in Tel Aviv.
Surveillance video from this terror attack last night. You see the two shooters, Israeli police say Palestinians from the West Bank, standing there dressed as Hasidim, dressed as ultra-Orthodox Jews, when they pull out automatic weapons and open fire at point-blank range at a number of people who are out here dining in this popular market that would have been very busy last night when this happened. They keep shooting, then move in to the store next door, another restaurant, and continue shooting before they run away from here, splitting up. Israeli police shot and captured one. They captured the other without gunfire.
Correspondent Oren Lieberman. Bernie Sanders is coming to the White House today for a frank talk with President Obama.
The president said last night that Democrats had, quote, just ended or sort of ended our primary season. That's an acknowledgement that there's still a week to go before the voting is over, and Senator Sanders hasn't yet bowed out. Still, the effort to unite the party has already begun, and today's meeting at the White House will be a key step along that road to unity.
Correspondent Athena Jones. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is asking the Democratic National Committee to include D.C. statehood in the party platform at the convention this summer. Bowser says it's an American issue. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,005, the Nasdaq at 49.75. Sports, Cleveland takes game three of the NBA Finals. Baseball, the Nats win, the O's win, WNBA, the Mystics win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you ready for the summer heat? How about that heat coming through your windows, driving up your utility bills? That sounds hot and costly to me. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and replacing those windows with Thompson Creek Window Company's super energy efficient windows sounds better. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows made just for our climate and just for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Subject to credit approval, third-party financing, visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you the Thompson Creek difference. You will be amazed. Make sure you ask them about their double lifetime guarantee. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense. All at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA National Firearms Museum presents a special selection of highly engraved masterpiece smoothbores. Don't miss this unique group of 410 shotguns, some with 3 and 4 barrels. Don't miss the Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show this weekend. 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, and trade Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nations Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center this weekend. Coupons and more info at cegunshows.com or showmastersgunshows.com. That's cegunshows.com or showmastersgunshows.com.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. Chris Plant here. Join me this September at the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala, enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bethesda, Old Georgetown Road inside the Beltway coming southbound right near Beach Avenue across from the YMCA. Accident activity, 270. Volume continues, but no incidents reported along the way. Heavy in Laurel on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Also southbound, a bit of stop and go. Still out of Jessup, 95 south of the ICC to merge on to the Outer Loop backups. It's still a long trip to the Wilson Bridge. Delays. I'm looking at this before you get to the exit for Route 5, Branch Avenue. It's just been about the volume. Around the outer loop through Largo and heading over toward New Carrollton, still stop and go. Tough ride this morning. Virginia continues with the Smart Track plan underway. Have a lot more commuters on the roads. 50 inside the Beltway. Pockets of delays continuing inside the Beltway through Seven Corners, 29 Lee Highway, 66. You're feeling the crunch. Second problem of the morning now, 66 East near Sycamore Street. Crash gone. Now 66 East before you get to Sycamore Street for the broken down. Jammed coming off the Beltway and the connector road. Solid bumper to bumper. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No real big changes here for the rest of the work week into the weekend, though some 90-degree heat coming. Sunny today, 81, a west-northwesterly breeze. Tonight we fall back to about 59. Partial clouds around tomorrow, 81, and probably hit 90 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Gainesville, 61 in Greenbelt, 64 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
8:37 on WMAL. Larry O'Connor here alongside Brian Wilson. President Obama is going to be on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show tonight. They taped it yesterday, though, so we know
and
a little bit.
And because of that, we get to give an advanced preview of some of the outrageous things he said.
We do. Now, but first, here's a little bit of Jimmy's. We got Jake Tapper. Well, let's have him respond to this, then. Here is Barack Obama yesterday, Jake Tapper from CNN, responding to Jimmy Fallon's question about Donald Trump.
Now, is Bernie going to endorse him?
Well, I'm sure they're going to have a conversation.
Is he ever going to drop out? Or he's just going to stay in?
I'm going to be talking tomorrow. He's going to be coming to the White House. And the main role I'm going to be playing in this process is to remind the American people that this is a serious job. This is not reality TV.
That last line, it's not reality TV, is getting a lot of play, of course, because the president has appeared on a whole lot of reality TV lately.
Sure, yeah.
But what do you make of this meeting between Bernie and the president today at the White House?
I mean, it's fascinating. Bernie Sanders, I think Tuesday night after Hillary Clinton, she had a very, very good Tuesday night. She won New Jersey decisively. She won California decisively. I think a lot of us thought that could have gone to Sanders. And I think a lot of observers thought that Sanders would be more, how to put it, racist, more willing to, instead of standing there and letting his supporters boo the woman who will the Democratic Party in November, trying to prepare them a little bit more for the inevitable. But perhaps in his mind, it truly isn't inevitable. Perhaps in his mind, he really actually does think that over the next 6 weeks, there's just going to be a stampede of superdelegates switching their vote from Clinton to Sanders, even though that hasn't happened yet. And in fact, the only superdelegate who switched has been one going from Sanders to Clinton the other way. I don't know. I don't know what's in his head, and I suspect President Obama will try to be figuring it out as well.
There are two meetings, one with Obama and one with Harry Reid, and both are expected to sort of nudge him toward getting on board the Hillary train. But I'm like you, I don't think he's there yet.
He and Harry Reid are good friends, and I think he actually thinks of Harry Reid as somebody who has been an honest broker and who has been supportive and somebody who does respect him. And his relationships with Obama, I think, are a little bit more frail. I don't think that they are buddies. I don't think that they are friends, and I don't think that there's any love lost between them. I think that, in fact, you know, when Sanders was talking about running against Obama in 2012, when Obama was up for re-election, I think that tells you what you need to know, which is that Bernie Sanders thinks of the Democratic Party as having sold out to corporate interests, and he sees Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama as part of the problem. I think that Harry Reid will probably be a voice that means more to Bernie Sanders and the voice of Barack Obama, but we'll see what happens.
Bernie Sanders has always said from the beginning that his race has really more about ideas than it is about getting delegates. And if he really does want to spread that political message, it makes sense for him to stay in as long as he can to influence the future of the party. But the pressure is going to get pretty, pretty tough here, isn't it, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I don't know is how much of this is posturing so he can get what he as much as he can from the Democratic Party in terms of rule changes, getting rid of superdelegates or at least lessening their influence, in terms of platform changes, you know, calling for Medicare for all, calling for a $15 an hour minimum wage, et cetera, in terms of whether or not he is a running mate or will be in the Clinton cabinet. He wants to change the Democratic Party, and he will never have more cards in all likelihood than what he has now, because there is such a desire by Clinton, Obama, et cetera, to have him rally to her side so they can focus on Donald Trump. So we'll see. But I don't know what's posturing and what is an actual determination to create as much havoc as possible and actually cause a war fight at the convention, even though she does have the requisite number of delegates to be the nominee.
There's a whole lot of focus right now, as always, it happens every time in the election cycle. People now say, okay, well, who's the vice presidential running mate going to be? I mean, a lot of speculation about that on both sides of the equation. Any thoughts on how this is shaping up for Republicans and Democrats?
In terms of the running mate, I don't know at all. I suspect that Donald Trump will do something out of the box and not traditional. I don't know who that will be. I mean, I've heard some buzz about Lieutenant General Flynn, former director of intelligence for the Pentagon. Flynn is, I've had him on my show a few times. He has been critical of Obama. He's been critical of Clinton. I don't know if he is the kind of voice that Trump wants. It certainly would be an interesting pick.
Yeah.
By the same token, I suspect that Hillary Clinton will do something a little bit more traditional in terms of picking somebody that pleases some sort of desire for a constituency, whether it's Latino voters or somebody who's a fighting progressive or somebody who comes from a battleground state. I don't know, like a Congressman Javier Becerra or Senator Sherrod Brown. I don't know what she's going to do, but I suspect it will be a little bit more predictable than whatever Donald Trump does, and that's probably a sentence I'll say many, many more times.
Yeah, you and us both. Jake Tapper, you've been really good on the Hillary Clinton email story, I think, in terms of focusing down on some of the things that really are questionable activities and things that could trip up Hillary Clinton. Have you seen the story out of the Associated Press that basically makes the case that if her server was hacked, it's pretty easy now for foreign governments to figure out some human intelligence, some CIA assets. All they have to do is compare their hacked versions of the emails versus the redacted versions that have these names blacked out. Is this yet another potential Damocles sword hanging over Hillary Clinton?
I mean, it's always a troubling story, and I think a lot of people, at least according to the voters with whom I've spoken, do not find her explanations satisfactory. One of the things that I'm waiting to hear when the FBI ultimately decides whatever they're going to do is whether or not there actually was a successful hacking. The Inspector General made it clear in his report that there were, at the very least, attempts. But I don't know if those attempts were successful or not. So, obviously, national security is of vital importance. So that's something I really think the public needs to know. Yep. Because clearly there were attempts at hacking her account, and there's something in the Inspector General report about somebody turning off her server, like just basically unplugging it so as to stop the attack.
Right.
I'm not a techie. I don't know if that's good enough. It doesn't seem like it would be, but I don't know. But we need to find out whether or not there was any sort of successful attack. And then the other thing that's interesting in terms of emails, which is kind of a side story, but there was a Freedom of Information Act request on emails of hers and correspondence relating to her actual position and activities relating to the Pacific trade deal. She has said that she opposes the deal, even though she worked on it. Even she denies working on it, but even though her State Department worked on it, and she spoke in favor of it more than 36 times.
Yeah.
And that Freedom of Information Act request, the average time for a FOIA request of state is 111 days. The reporter who put in for this information, David Sirota, says that he just heard back from the State Department FOIA office, and this one's going to take almost 500 days, and of course the information's not going to come until after the presidential election. That, to me, is pretty outrageous.
Yeah, it is. 3 weeks after the election. Jake Tapper, we got to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, as always. He's the anchor of The Lead on CNN every weekday at 4 p.m. and then State of the Union on Sunday on CNN. It's now 8:45 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And, Larry, it's going to be one of those another late-clearing rush hour. We are just jammed, Virginia. 66, we still have the outside of the Beltway delays through Manassas, through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. Inside the Beltway, we pick up a lot of that extra volume with the extra commuters and less Metro Rail riders. 66 jams off the Beltway, off of the Connector Road, all to go east towards Sycamore Street. We had a long-standing crash. Now in the backups, reports of a stalled car, probably ran out of gas. We have 29 Lee Highway slow, 50 inside the Beltway. Route 7, we're watching you as well. Toll Road getting a little bit better. The crash now to the shoulder, eastbound Toll Road, before you get to the Reston Parkway. Now 270, it's been pretty good this morning. Yes, a lot of volume, but haven't had any major problems. And now in the backups through Rockville, report of a crash. It's just the initial report southbound near Falls Road. Top side of the Beltway, you're still hitting those brakes from College Park and around through to Silver Spring with 95 and 29 still slow to merge on. Now from Garage Door Repair, the
Not too bad of a Thursday. Continuing to see clear sky, comfortable this morning, sunny this afternoon, and a little warmer, 81, and a breeze out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 64 degrees at 8:47.
This is WMAL traffic reporter Jamie Witten. Normally, you trust me for information that'll make your commute less complicated. Now, I want to help you navigate your way to a beautiful smile and great dental health. I've been hearing Larry O'Connor rave about Dr. Deb, Dr. Rob, and their Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Dream Team, so I decided to check them out for myself. Now I know what a truly compassionate, non-judgmental, and remarkable place it is. If you're like me, Larry, and countless others who have been to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, you'll actually start to look forward to your dental visits. Don't let fear or guilt stand in the way of your dental and emotional transformation. Let Bethesda Sedation Dentistry's award-winning practice guide you through this journey. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Ryan Zimmerman.
Zimmerman on a tricky hop, feeds to Geo.
Great with the glove at first.
Good pick, Zimmerman.
Frame the game. Nationals White Sox. The series concludes tonight at 7:30 on Masson 2. Bryce Harper.
Heading for the scoreboard. Gone!
Fabulous versus Philly.
There's a base hit to left center.
Hit for the social cycle. Nationals, Phillies. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now, froyofranchising.com.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Again. There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together, from our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Alexandria or Thursday in Silver Spring. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
My top-notch innovation team here at Snell Heating and Air is always looking for new ways to make our customers smile. And recently they had a breakthrough, which we're calling the Homeowner Satisfaction Quotient, or HSQ for short. And you might think it's an algebra equation or something that you'll need to get your slide rule out for. But the truth is, really, it's surprisingly simple. Ready? Here goes. When you call the stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to be 100% satisfied, 100% of the time, guaranteed, or we will make it right. Even if that means we have to come back out to make it right. Upfront pricing means that you're going to know what the repair will cost before any work is performed. And with my stand-up guys, you know you're getting the cream of the crop. The very best trained and well-mannered air conditioning technicians in the market.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Mentally, we all slow down a little bit as we age. Physically, an older brain doesn't work as fast as it used to. But scientists think there might be one thing that could help us slow down this natural aging process. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Researchers from the University of Miami and Columbia University found that older people who exercise regularly experienced a slower rate of mental decline. Those who didn't exercise showed a greater decline in processing speed and episodic memory. What's more, their brains aged about 10 years more than those who exercised. Earlier studies have shown that exercise increases your gray matter in the areas that count for complex thought and decision-making. Exercise is also a great stress reliever, which can protect the brain from damage caused by stress. This study adds evidence that the opposite of an energetic lifestyle, essentially being a couch potato, makes your brain sluggish as well. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you with one click or one call. Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach a Ride. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jimmy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, it's a late rush hour for many again, especially Virginia. We'll start first coming in from the west, 66, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and then the delay from near Nutley Street takes you the entire trip inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Each direction through Falls Church, slow eastbound crash near Sycamore Street was moved to the shoulder. We have a broken down in the backups. The jam up also off of the connector road with an accident reported in the backups on the connector road. It's getting really frustrating for everyone. Also seeing delay North Glebe Road onto the Chain Bridge picks up extra volume. Chain Bridge each direction, Canal Road and into Georgetown. Here's the scoop on 95, just about done. But as you come through Newington, heavy onto each loop of the Beltway, 395 from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Didn't forget about you on Dumfries Road. The crash is northbound before you get to Lake Jackson Drive. And looks like 270, lanes open. But in Germantown, slow Gaithersburg and into Rockville. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, our region center of medical expertise and more than 40 specialties. For a referral or an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Thursday. Continuing to see clear sky, comfortable this morning, sunny this afternoon, and a little warmer, 81. And a breeze out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:57.
What does Dad really want for Father's Day? Well, he loves making home improvements, but he wants a deal on them. This is Andrew Knopik from Renewal by Anderson. During our Father's Day sale, we're giving Dad and everyone else a tremendous deal on replacement windows. Before Father's Day, June 19th, buy one window or patio door and get your next one 40% off. And during this sale, save an additional $25 on every window, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. Dad loves a nice, energy-efficient home. But don't we all? Buy one window or patio door and get your next one 40% off. And save an additional $25 on every window. Renewal by Anderson's Father's Day sale ends on June 19th. Call 1-800-413-5588. 1-800-413-5588. That's 1-800-413-5588.
Minimum purchase required. Discounting and financing with approved credit only. Call for additional details and cost information.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of Newlook Home Design. Good grief, was that a lot of rain. This has been one of the rainiest springs I've ever experienced. Now, while I know all that rain is good for the environment, I can't say it was great for your roof or my roofing business. Spring is typically our busiest time of year, but the rain definitely put a damper on that. So, while all that rain might have been the final straw for your old roof, it might be the saving grace for your old wallet. New Look is drying off with our summer savings sale to help recover lost revenues from the rainy spring months. We're honoring our biggest discount at 50% off your entire roof purchase. Half off the entire roof? That should make replacing that old wet roof a little easier. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Half off with our summer savings sale.
Are you about to spend 8 hours huddled over your desk? Yikes. But working at a desk all day doesn't mean you have to be uncomfortable. Take a step into the future with Varidesk, the height-adjustable desktop solution that lets you switch between sitting and standing in 3 seconds. It comes fully assembled, sits right on top of your current desk, and gives you all the benefits of a standing desk without a price you have to sit down for. Visit Varidesk.com. That's V-A-R-I-Desk.com to find the model that's right for you.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Hey, coming up tomorrow, we'll have James Rosen. Del Wilbur's got a new book out, and Brett Baer will join us.
All right, coming up in 8 hours, we'll be driving you home on The Drive at 5. And next, is Chris Plant any second now?
Any second now. CNN today turned Hillary.